Extreme heat kills more people each year in the U.S. than hurricanes, floods, and tornadoes combined. And yet advocates say it's something a lot of us don't see as dangerous. From WHYY's climate desk, Susan Phillips reports, heat becomes even more perilous as we age.
On a sweltering day at the end of July, when temperatures reached a high of 99 degrees, 84-year-old Blanca Maldonado stretched out on her couch in her North Philadelphia row home beneath a ceiling fan and woke up 2 hours later, not sure whether she fell asleep or passed out.
But I woke up and I was soaking wet and I didn't even know what time it was because I lost track of the time because that's what I think, maybe I did pass out.
Maldonado has owned her Kensington row home for more than 3 decades. And although she used to have an air conditioning unit in her kitchen window, it broke and she hasn't replaced it.
I like to save my pennies.
Today, Maldonado is cooling off with a ceiling fan, along with her pet parakeet. But her house feels stuffy after 3 days of high humidity and the temperatures in the upper 90s.
It's hot in here.
I know. Told me about it. That's what makes me sleepy. That's my baby. Ah, Maggie. Well, he's aggressive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes I put the finger on the cage and he bite.
During a particularly grueling heat wave back in June, when temperatures reached triple digits, forcing Philadelphia to declare a heat health emergency, 5 people died from heat exposure, according to the city. Global warming is causing hotter temperatures, longer summers, and an increase in extreme heat waves in our region. Heat waves are becoming more intense, more common, and lasting longer. An analysis by Climate Central shows that the extreme heat wave in June had been made 4 times more likely due to climate change.
This year has been the worst. This is the worst. I never experienced heat like this before.
How is it worse than before?
Well, it was hot, but I was younger.
Elderly people like Maldonado can be more susceptible to health impacts resulting from extreme heat. As we age, we often lose the ability to regulate core body temperatures, whether it's through sweating or having our bodies move the heat to the surface of our skin.
That's why, you know, the classic image of grandmom sitting there with a blanket on her and a sweater and everybody else is dying of heat.
That's James Garrow, spokesman for Philadelphia's Department of Public Health. Garrow says in some cases, older adults can't recognize that their bodies are overheating, and there's not a lot of awareness about just how deadly extreme heat can be.
So they don't feel the heat that we would. So if, you know, it's 100 degrees out, a younger person like myself, you'd be sweating. You'd know you feel bad. It feels terrible out. Whereas someone who maybe in their 70s and 80s doesn't have that feedback from their body that they're getting overheated.
Garrow says that's why the city's messaging during heat health emergencies emphasizes checking on elderly neighbors. Maldonado says she definitely knows when she's too hot. She follows the city's advice. Her solution is to go to an air-conditioned mall or take lots of showers, which is how she managed the more recent July heat wave.
I was taking a shower at 1 o'clock in the morning, a cold shower, because it was awful last night.
When overnight temperatures stay above 75 degrees, those living without air conditioning suffer more. Without a break, these high temperatures and humidity can cause dehydration, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. Drexel University's Leah Shanassi is an environmental and occupational epidemiologist who researches how climate change leads to health disparities.
Within places like Philadelphia, heat exposures are not distributed evenly or equally. People are living in these brick row homes, which I think of as being analogous to a brick oven that just heats up.
And advocates worry that increasing temperatures combined with decreasing social services due to the recent federal budget cuts will increase energy poverty.
some of those hottest neighborhoods, those tend to be the poorest. They have less vegetation, no air conditioning, or inability to afford the costs, the energy costs associated with using air conditioning. Our most marginalized communities tend to be the ones that experience heat the most.
Pavement, blacktop, and dense buildings all contribute to making urban areas hotter than nearby suburbs or rural countrysides. Sometimes driving up temperatures 9 degrees higher in parts of Philadelphia, according to a 2024 analysis by Climate Central. The city maps this disparity through its heat vulnerability index, which shows how some areas with little tree cover and lots of cement can increase potential for heat-related illnesses. Maldonado, who takes medication for high blood pressure, lives right in the middle of one of the most vulnerable neighborhoods, marked with a deep red hue on the map.
How have you been surviving this heat?
It's not easy, but I'm a strong person, even though I suffer from high blood pressure. But sometimes I feel like I'm going to pass out. Yeah, sometimes I feel very weak and like two days ago, I started shaking. I thought maybe it was my blood sugar was low or something, but it was just the heat.
As energy costs soar, people like Maldonado have trouble affording air conditioning. Electricity shutoffs in Pennsylvania are up 38% this summer compared to last year. Maldonado had her power shut off earlier in the summer, but says her daughter and sister helped her get it turned back on. And while utilities are forbidden from turning off access to heat in the winter, there are no restrictions on electricity shutoffs during the summer. Maldonado says since she's survived the summer this far, she's not planning to invest in an air conditioner this year. After all, research does show that our bodies do adapt to heat over time.
And everybody wants to get me out of here. But I always say I'm an independent person.
So what are you going to do tonight to keep cool?
Tonight, I'm going to lock myself in the room. I'm going to take a nice cold shower, and I'm going to sleep all night.
Some of the best ways to keep your home cool is to draw the blinds during the day. And if you only use a fan, make sure to keep the windows open. Otherwise, it can make the temperature hotter inside by acting like a convection oven. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.
This story is a collaboration between WHYY News and Climate Central. If you are experiencing a heat health emergency, call the city's hotline in Philadelphia, 215-765-9040.